Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 29, found in Grade 5, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 29 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 22 of the Grade 5 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 29. In Part A of this question, the student is asked to give the measure of angle T, and then, in Part B, to draw an angle twice the size of angle T. The angle drawn in Part B should be in the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees of angle T. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for Part A is 70 degrees, or a measure within a range of plus or minus 5 degrees of that number. For Part B, the correct answer is an angle that is twice the measure of the answer in Part A, or a number within a range of plus or minus 5 degrees. Please note that the student is not required to draw arrows on the angle. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 24. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. The student's answer of 70 degrees is the exact measure, and the angle drawn in Part B is within the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees. Next is the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. Both the measure given in Part A and the angle drawn in Part B are correct. Now, let's look at the third guide paper, which is another score point 2 response. This response is an example in which the answers in Part A and Part B are not exact, but are within the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees of the measure given in Part A. The key thing to remember when scoring this question is that the answer in Part B is based on the answer in Part A. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find our first score point 1. This response is partially correct. The student has given a correct answer in Part A, but the angle drawn in Part B is not within the range of plus or minus 5 degrees of the measure given in Part A. The next paper, the fifth guide paper, is another score point 1 response. In this paper, the measure given in Part A is incorrect, as it is not within the acceptable range of 70 degrees. However, the angle drawn in Part B is acceptable, since it is within 5 degrees of the answer given in Part A. Please note that the student can receive credit for Part B if the angle drawn is within 5 degrees of the answer given for Part A, even if no credit was given for the incorrect answer in Part A. In the sixth guide paper, which is also a score point 1, we find another way a student can receive a point for Part B, even if they do not receive credit for the answer given in Part A. Although the student has given an incorrect answer of 110 degrees in Part A, the angle drawn in Part B is still correct. The angle is 139 degrees. Which is within the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees of the actual angle given in Part A. Please note that the New York State Education Department has determined that when multiple lines are drawn in Part B of this question, the darkest line should be read as the intended or non-erased line of the angle. Guide paper number 7, which is the last guide paper for this question, is a score point 0. Both of the answers given in Part A and Part B are incorrect. Neither the answer given for angle T nor the angle drawn are within the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees of the angle measure given in the prompt. Please take a moment to review these 7 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 29, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 29. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. This response is incorrect. Neither the answer for angle T nor the angle drawn is within the acceptable range of plus or minus 5 degrees. This paper receives a score point 0. Next, we have practice set 12. This student has given a correct answer for part A and has drawn an angle within the acceptable range of 140 degrees. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. In practice set 13, we see that the answer for part A is incorrect. Angle T is approximately 70 degrees, not 7 degrees. However, credit is given for part B because the angle drawn in part B is within the acceptable range of the size of the actual angle given in part A, which is 70 degrees. Therefore, this response is partially correct and receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 14. In this paper, the measure in part A is within the range of 5 degrees of 70 degrees, and the angle drawn in part B is twice the measure of the answer in part A. This response is complete and correct and earns a score of 2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 15. This response is only partially correct. The answer for angle T is within 5 degrees of 70. However, the angle drawn in part B is not acceptable because it is not twice the measure given in part A. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.